following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Almost. It's tomorrow. Thanksgiving
is
tomorrow.
I hope you bought all your stuff because the stores are crazy.
Did you mean to say stuff, like stuffing?
Like your stuffing.
I can't wait for this stuffing to happen tomorrow. Hope you guys are good. Oh, marshmallows.
For the sweet potatoes.
Turkey. Cranberry sauce in a can or
cranberry
not in a can?
Sauce. I don't remember what we do. I don't usually eat the cranberry sauce for some
neither.
Reason. I don't know.
But it's good for you, I bet.
Yep.
But a lot of people say can for that.
A lot of people like the can.
They like the can.
Jelly can.
Yeah. Anyways, it's Thanksgiving, and I would just say probably more than any other year, this is the year to really think about and ponder what we're thankful for, because there's a lot of things that we could not be thankful for in this season. Like, I don't want to be thankful for some of these things, but I think this is probably the year that you really take to heart sitting down and writing out a list of things you're thankful for. Maybe even if you're sharing Thanksgiving tomorrow with some people, you just pause everyone and just shout out some things that you would just say, I am thankful for this, and fill in the blank and share that. We're gonna read a passage and then we're gonna talk a little bit about thankfulness.
Yes. So in Luke chapter 17, verse 11, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priests. Simple as that. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you.
So I'd say a couple things just in context, and I'll let Bethany fill in some other things. Leprosy, life-changing, debilitating. Probably these people were on the outskirts of town because they couldn't come into town.
Be around their families.
Yeah, be around their families, even at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, even.
They didn't have Thanksgiving, but they couldn't be around their families. Yeah. They had to be on the outskirts of town. And Jesus is coming out there, and he goes and does this miraculous thing where he takes away what really would have been life-altering for them. He takes away this thing, and actually what he does is he cleanses them from that leprosy and allows them now to go back into society, back to their families again. Fathers could be fathers again, and enter back into being who they were called to be in their families and in their towns. Mm. And it happened in a moment.
And it happened in a moment, yeah.
And as they're walking back, there's 10 that are healed, according to Scripture, and one that comes back.
Yeah. And you think about, like, if there's something in your life where you think, if only I didn't have this, or if only this was better, if only this was fixed, if only this was working, and sometimes those things do happen where something is removed or something works out and you just think, oh yes. And there are times that we forget to stop and say, thank you, God, for working this out. Thank you for healing this. Thank you for providing this. And so just that reminder that we do need to stop and recognize throughout the day that there are numerous things to thank the Lord for. I know there are many times that I wake up in the morning and thank the Lord that, my kids all slept through the night. You know, like, they're older now, but nobody's
Our dog
sick.
Slept an hour longer
yes,
in the morning.
Yes. Oh. But, you know, nobody was sick during the night. We didn't need to take anybody to the hospital. You know, things like that, where things that you could take for granted. And this man with leprosy realizes the biggest thing, I'm sure, in his life that he probably thought, if only I didn't have leprosy, this is what I would go do. And he stops and decides, I need to go and thank the man who made it all possible for me to go back to my family, my friends, my way of life, my job, all those things.
Yeah, and you think about that, he didn't have to do it, and there were 9 others that didn't do it, which lends itself to this thought that the natural reaction was not to go back and say thank you. It was to go get the check mark on the, hey, I no longer have leprosy. I can go back to my family, go back to my job, go back to the church, whatever. That would have been the natural response because that's what 9 other people did. But this one guy realized, hey, I can't go on with the rest of my life without finding Jesus and thanking him for what he did for me and that life-changing moment. And I think sometimes we forget to do that, as Bethany just mentioned. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the negative things of our lives and all the things that aren't going right and the frustrations and maybe even some of those frustrations that we'll have at the Lord, but certainly with our spouses or with other people. And we get caught up in this frustration. And instead of pondering and considering that there actually is a lot of things that we need to be thankful for and things that we didn't create, that it's not me that went and did that. It's actually the Lord that has blessed us. And making sure that we pause, don't just go on with the rest of our life, but we pause and we go back to Jesus and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Which is something we try to cultivate in our kids.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also looking at, I know we've talked about this before, especially with messages for couples and things like that, but thanking people in your life for things where you could say, well, they're supposed to do it anyway. Why should I thank them? If I thank them, they're going to expect to thank you every time, or they're going to, whatever reasons we come up with to not thank people. But you know, if your husband makes the bed in the morning instead of thinking like it's about time,
I don't make it that often.
Instead you say, thanks for making the bed. Thanks for picking up the kids. Thank you for working today. Thank you for going to work today. Thank you for providing for a family. Thanks for taking the dog for a walk. Like little things that you can, like if you can think today of at least one person that you can go and you can thank them. Maybe they grabbed something from the grocery store for you because you didn't want to go out or you couldn't make it out or something like that. Even thanking your kids for, you know, thank you for working so hard in school, even with like the virtual school. And I know it's been hard, but thank you for continuing to be diligent. And you know, maybe they were respectful and they did something right away. Thanking them for that. But
yeah. And then just one more thing, and this is probably where we'll end. I would just say, in this text, one of the things that is pointed out by Luke, who's the author of this text, Luke and the Holy Spirit, he says, has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner, and this Samaritan. It was the least likely person to come back. Assumedly, those other ones were not foreigners. They probably were Jews, and this guy was maybe, not like them. And he comes back. This is the one that comes back. And he says, and Jesus said to them, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. That what Luke is wanting us to see in this text is that there are people outside of Judaism, outside of the people who we think are Christian, or for that particular case, outside the bounds of Jewish thought, that actually Samaritans were going to receive Jesus and put faith in Jesus outside those bounds. And actually they were the ones that were demonstrating thankfulness. And so I think there's something powerful about that person coming to Jesus, in some ways coming to know him, putting his faith in Jesus. And Jesus says that, go, your faith has made you well. And so in this season, I would just say, remember, thankfulness is so key in the bounds of who we are. And again, in a season there's a lot of things we could say, oh man, I can't believe this is happening. It is important that we pause and we go to the Lord on Thanksgiving and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have provided for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. You want to pray?
Yeah.
All right. And thanks for joining us in our car, by the way.
Yes, we did a little carpool.
A Wilson Wednesday
Wilson
in the car.
Wednesday edition.
Edition.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we are grateful first and foremost for your Son, that you sent him to die on the cross for our sins so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be cleansed, so that we could spend eternity in heaven with you. And I pray that you would change our mindset, God. I pray that if any of us have been walking just with just an attitude of negativity, which is easy to do right now, but I pray that you would help us just to do the actions that maybe don't feel natural in our hearts right now, God, to be thankful for little things so that our attitudes can start to change and the people around us can be lifted up and encouraged, and that it would catch in our family, in our workplace, in our church, Lord, that we would be a people who shows thankfulness and shows gratitude. And we pray that you would help us to remember all the amazing things that you've done today, even, Lord, but in our lives, help us to raise our hearts to you and our hands to you in thanksgiving for the way that you have always been with us and you have always been guiding us. And we just praise you and we thank you for this day as well, Lord. I pray for all those gathering tomorrow for Thanksgiving, with whoever they're gathering with, Lord. I pray that you would be over every household, that you would protect, keep people healthy, and that it would be just a Thanksgiving to never forget, because you showed up, Lord, that you moved in the hearts of maybe family members and friends that didn't know you, and you used us to draw them closer to you. We praise you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bye, you guys.
Thank
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.